Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. From the Are You Serious Sports Network, covers the LSU Tigers, Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Blake, man, I'm going to give you a lot of credit here. This is early on in training camp for LSU, and you made the comment I had not heard anybody else say. LSU's defensive line would be the strength of this football team. Coming out of training camp, and we almost finished now. Okay, game day is Saturday. Blake, I think you're right.
Yeah, you know, my wife tells me I'm only right two times a year, Mike, when I tell her she's pretty and when I go out to football camp. But look, you know, Mike, I retweeted this today because Brian Kelly brought this up a couple of times in his press conference, in the SEC teleconference. Mike, it was very apparent to me the day one that when them pads came on and we're on the, you know, we're at field level and they're getting after it, that, you know, the run game from a defensive perspective, I mean, they have not, Mike, to me, they had not brought that level of intensity defensively in 4 years that Brian Kelly's been here. It just didn't happen. Now, again, fall camp is fall camp and we can all make our determinations based off of a practice. But, Mike, I remember coming on with you and I'm like, hey, Bernard Gooden had two tackles for loss. Gabe Rutherford had a sack. Patrick Payton's batting down a couple of passes. Jack Pyburn comes down from the backside and tackles Caden Durham in the backfield. And so, Mike, I'm not smart. You know, I got a public school education. But I know when people are making plays that might be a strength. But, Mike, I remember on that day on August the 4th, the question that I had to myself was, if they continue to do this every day, okay, we have something. And, Mike, it wasn't only that they did it every day. They brought it every day. And then they continue to bring it. And then what I really think has happened here, you went out and got a kid named Patrick Payton, and then Gabe Rutherford said, oh, no, you don't. Not so fast, my friend, Lee Corso style. And, Mike, he didn't get beat out. And so now you have a situation where you're so deep in that room and in the interior starting to get that competition. Dom, you might not play because here comes Bernard Gooden, and then Dom McKinley says, no, that's not going to happen. I think the competitiveness and the intensity, Mike, has brought it out in them, and now they got to go into Clemson and take care of business.
Blake, I think that part of the game has not been there for so long, and we were talking to Marlon Favorite about it, and he was like, you almost got to go back to when I was there, when we were rotating 8, 9, sometimes 10 guys in there, and LSU's about to that level today, rotating 8 to 10 guys. That I think that's what you'll see here. And I remember talking to Coach O about this, and he was like, you know, that was one of the things a lot of people didn't give us credit for when he was at USC. He said, I had a constant rotation of 9 guys up front. And he said, you know what? We won so many games with 4 minutes or less because we could put pressure on the quarterback. We had guys that were fresh, ready to roll, and they got after it. And how many games do you see that teams come back because they can't even touch the quarterback, much less put pressure on him?
Yeah, and you know, Mike, when you're saying that, I think another thing that and bringing in that, you know, the interior of that defensive line has not, you know, the run game's been a big part of what people have talked about that's been a little bit depressing, quarterbacks running all over your run game. But, Mike, the pressure that they've gotten up the middle in pushing the pocket, it has been immense too. And I think that rotation, I mean, listen, Mike, there could be a very easy situation where Jacoby and Guillory is on that third line of rotation in your interior. Now, I don't know what Jacoby and Guillory is going to do for you all season, but you have brought in some guys that on these early downs, like Don McKinley, like Zadir Mitchell, who I just think, Mike, quite honestly, they have not been able to move around at 360 pounds. And I know they list him at 340, but, Mike, if he's 340,
no way.
He's wearing a bikini on the beach, okay? Like, no that, that's not true. So it's just a level of competitiveness where that interior has definitely held strong, and then that has really brought this out for them. And then, Mike, to be real with you too, even when Caden Durham finds a hole, here comes A.J. Halsey. And that's the part where every single day they brought it, it just continued over and over again. And quite frankly, that's why I have, even with the turnovers last year, it's like, man, you know what? Garrett has come up here and said, hey, you know what? I'm not letting you do that to me today. The breed of competitiveness, Mike, has been so encouraging this entire camp.
Blake, I'm going to swing it the other way now. Last year in watching Clemson, they got gashed in some games in the running game, and they gave up some big plays over the top. You can't change over the players. So what they did, they brought in Tom Allen from Penn State. Man, I remember Tom. He was actually trying to recruit some kids from the state of Louisiana. He was the head coach. He was the linebacker's coach there, played linebacker at Indiana. Then he became the head coach and then got fired and then goes to Penn State. And I thought he did a great job last year with the Nittany Lions as the linebacker's coach, defensive coordinator. Quite frankly, Blake, I was surprised that he took the job at Clemson, to be honest with you. What do you think will be different with Clemson? Because if you watched them last year, they had a lot of difficulties stopping the run. It really did. Now, one smart move they made, they moved Peter Woods from outside in the middle, which that's where he should have played all along. But I think that was one of those deals. Listen, you come to play Clemson, we'll play you a defensive end. But then that gets old. You got to play defensive tackle. And I think he, right now, when I look at it, when you take the quarterbacks off the board for the 2026 draft, he would be my number one player available, non-quarterback. He's that good. But also, too, over the top, man, they had trouble with the deep passes, and their safety play was shoddy at best. Can Tom Allen fix that?
Yeah, Mike, I mean, you know, that's a great question. You know, it's interesting you bring that up. We talked about this a lot last night. Clemson's worst thing that they did last season outside of defending the run was passes vertically, but massively, though, Mike, vertically in the middle of the field, meaning post, inside seam routes, whatever it has. They were 121st in the country in stopping explosive plays across the middle. So one thing was for sure, I felt like that safety room was so worried about giving up something deep that they didn't assist enough in the run game at all, which then they got gashed. You had a lot of situations, like I was watching Texas today, where Sammy Brown's out there in the island, they got five dudes in the box, and you got Texas going 12 personnel, and they just got another guy that can block more than they have dudes that can attack it because the safeties are playing so deep. Mike, I really do think, in reference to that safety room, I don't know if they have anybody that can guard Tre'Davious, which is really interesting to me because, Mike, they've had an injury into it. Safety, Dabo Swinney brought that up today. They've had injuries at safety during fall camp. They're running a couple of true freshmen and sophomores out there that they're going to have to rotate in there. So, again, I don't know if they fixed the safety play to your point. In reference to defending the run, Mike, I mean, like, I feel like it was a lot of effort issues, to be real with you. I don't think it's a talent issue, but then I look at Banks, who the Saints drafted, so to all of our, you know, a guy that we want to pay attention to, Mike, T.J. Parker had 20 tackles for loss last year, and they ran right at it.
Yep, they sure did.
I mean, they took it right to him. So I'm thinking to myself, look, do they have really good personnel? Yes. But then you turn on the film, and I'm like, hey, man, I know T.J. Parker's a good player, but, Mike, they're running right at it. So, and I don't know if Tyree Adams is Banks. I'm not saying that he is. But I think a lot of things in their run game predicated off of, they gave up so many explosive plays. Mike, in the ranked teams that they played, we'll talk about this a lot tonight, but in the ranked teams that they played, out of 133 teams, they were 130th in the country and giving up explosive plays over the middle. So can you attack that will be a big thing for me, because I think they were so scared to come up and make a decision in the run game that it wound up biting them.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, for as good as Clemson's defense is, Blake, I think that the prevailing thought here is that LSU is going to be able to put up some points. It's just a matter of, can this new look LSU defense with all these transfer portal pieces really kind of mesh right off the bat and kind of hold down this Clemson offense? Mike and I have talked a little bit about it. You know, it's not just Klubnik. They're bringing back a ton of different offensive pieces in the receiving game. And I know that Brian Kelly had mentioned Klubnik's ability to scramble and that it's like central to Clemson's rushing attack and all that good stuff. But, you know, I wanted to ask you about LSU's DB room, specifically the cornerback spot. Mansoor Delane, by all accounts that we've heard, has been the cornerback one, the transfer from Virginia Tech. But I feel like there's a couple different guys that could potentially be rotating, you know, opposite side of him. I think I just want to get your thoughts on that other spot. Is it Ashton Stamps? Is it, you know, are we going to see some DJ Pickett right off the bat in his first college action? Just want to get your thoughts on that corner spot, because Mansoor Delane has lived up to expectations, but just the rest of the room as well.
Yeah, you know, you better get used to P.J. Woodland, because the last 2 weeks, ain't nobody been on that other boundary besides P.J. Woodland. I mean, listen, I think D.J. Pickett's going to be a very special player, but I ain't seen him run with the first team. I mean, he's gotten reps. I'm not saying, like, oh, he's not getting any reps. What's going on here? It's not been like that. But, man, just get P.J. Woodland out there busting heads wide open now. I mean, listen. You got receivers here in practice saying they ain't running over there. And I'm not joking. So, because he's out there headhunting at a corner, and everybody's like, oh, he's 175 pounds. I don't care. I mean, I've seen a couple helmets fly off because he's coming down and he will knock your head off. P.J. Woodland's had a massive camp. Can he translate it? Right? I think that's the ultimate question. So, look, the last 2 weeks, the corner situation has been of sorts. They have had the situation with Perkins Starr, which then they have the two boundary corners, which has been Mansoor Delane on the far left, and you've had P.J. Woodland on the right. What's been interesting here, I don't know what they do against Clemson specifically, but when they've gone to their nickel package, Mansoor's moved into that slot, P.J. Woodland's been on another corner, and then they've been putting Stamps and or Jakeem Jackson or Pickett, and they're rotating them out every single play. Whoever's going to make the play is going to make the play. So that third real corner spot, I don't know. I have no clue. But I do feel like based off of what is – and again, we haven't been out there, you know, since Saturday during the scrimmage. Again, every first-team rep with the two boundary guys has been P.J. Woodland, and it's been Mansoor Delaney the last 2 weeks that we've been out there. So, listen, P.J.'s made a lot of plays, and I think that's why he's just been out there.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up about Mansoor playing in the slot on some situations because, Mike, you bring this up all the time as well, that – when you're in those big passing downs, you want to put your best weapon in the slot and try and get a mismatch, but then the defense conversely can put their best corner in that position if they're comfortable doing it. Mansoor, like, that was the thing with him is that he was
the
versatile.
The NFL stole that from college football.
He was versatile at Virginia Tech, though, where he played some safety, he played in the slot, he played on the outside. He's a primary boundary corner for this LSU team, but the fact that he's also getting some run in the slot is pretty interesting. My follow-up to you about this, Blake, though, is the safety room. And I just remember listening to Whit Weeks the other night talk about it. He was asked, I think, something along the lines of, who is the one player that the media or fans aren't talking enough about that is going to shock a lot of people on this defense? And he was really quick with it. He said A.J. Halsey, the transfer from Houston, who I just can't wait to watch play because his ball skills are amazing at the safety position. You know, when you go out and you get to Marcus Cooley, you get A.J. Halsey, you get that instant upgrade to your safety position. It just feels like both those guys, the experience that Coach Kelly keeps bringing up about those safeties is going to pay off big time against Clemson.
Yeah, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way to anybody from last year's team. A.J. Halsey ain't running away from nobody. It ain't happening. Now, I don't know if he can – you know, there's been some issues in coverage. Now, again, I say that, but it's against Tre'Davious Green, right? And I think Perkins said last night, like, hey, man, I started getting mad that it made me guard his big butt the whole time. So, look, I think A.J., from just an overall standpoint, has just been so good in the run game. He's been so physical, which, listen, about 3 weeks ago, I mean, Kane Durham kind of busted one. He gets 7 yards, and they're going through a scrimmage type of situation, and A.J. comes up and has the biggest hit of the day. And, you know, everybody's kind of laughing. You know, they get some pushing going on. And A.J. lays the wood. And I think from that point on, we didn't see anybody as strong besides him. Again, in coverage, there's been some situations. But, man, I mean, listen, I don't have any doubt in my mind that when we saw last year when Sellers broke off a 75-yard run and people kind of shied away from it, he ain't shying away from nothing. So I think that's the big thing for me. The second part of that safety room, look, I don't know. I think that there is a very strong chance that Cooley can play. You know, what is the situation with him in game one after what happened in the bowl game and the whole fight breaking out between ECU and NC State? I don't know. But it also gets into a situation where they've run Deshaun Sears out there a lot. And I think that you have seen that safety position, them trying to really get after it. You know, we asked Blake Baker this. And he said, I've been harder – no one's been harder on anybody, on any player on this defense more than I've been with Deshaun Spears. And I think that they see the talent. They just want to play him to play fast. And I do think that there's a chance here that Deshaun Spears might get that start above Cooley. Now, what they've done and been very interesting, Cooley has walked down in the slot in moments, and then Spears comes in. So it's going to be really interesting to see. The Halsey will be at your strong. I have no idea who's going to be at that free.
Blake, one of the areas I had a concern about after the season was at center. I knew DJ Chester looked to really be confused at times with different things they were throwing at him up front. Sometimes he was out of position. Sometimes he was trying to guess where the pressure would come from, and they got a free guy running right up the middle. And bringing in Braylon Moore, I think it's an underrated kind of transfer portal sign-up, but it's an important one. He's played that position. He's a little smaller, certainly, than DJ. DJ was a big man playing that center position, but Moore seems to be such a stable guy. He picks things up real quickly. He is the quarterback up front, the communicator. And I thought last year with DJ. He was trying. He was giving his best, but there was a lot of confusion with him on exactly where he had to go from play to play. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be the case this year with Braylon Moore.
No, Mike, it was something that's interesting, and I know BK brought this up, but to give it a little bit of a more of an idea and a technical standpoint, what they've been talking about here, Mike, I'm not saying that Garrett's not making the calls to the line of scrimmage, because he does. However, they have kind of taken that off of Garrett to some extent in the sense of, hey, this is what we see, this is what we think, we're going to go here. And he's just got that experience, Mike, to make those calls. What I think that he has been exceptional at, meaning Braylon Moore, and I can pop in Ole Miss game, I can pop in A&M, where I just don't think that DJ was able to do. Run game was the run game, and it didn't have a lot of experience. And I think it benefited, and Braylon Moore's been a lot better there. Mike, what Braylon Moore has done the best, and it's not a question in my mind, Adam Rudolph, when I was at Southeastern, used to talk about this a lot in 2008-2009. When you play that center position, you got to what they call clean out the trash and pass pro. He does such an exceptional job at moving and swinging to the strong side or blitz formation or going to the stronger side in reference to where everything and the heavy pressure is coming from, which has prolonged Garrett a lot during camp to push up in that pocket and make a really good throw. LSU released this, the video of this, when he threw a ball into the end zone for a touchdown, I think it was to Xavion, where I think, Mike, him just making all the right calls, him doing and cleaning up the trash and pass pro so that Garrett can step up in that pocket and make a really good throw has really benefited this offensive line, but it's really benefited Garrett. And, Mike, the biggest concern I had was I didn't know how strong he would be, you know, in that run game, but he's been good. He's held his own, and it's why the first thing that Brian Kelly said a couple weeks ago was, hey, man, no one's going to be our center other than Braylon Moore.
You can see where he generates his power in the lower body. Man, he gets off the snap quick, and he's into the body of a defender. And I didn't see a lot of that with DJ last year. A lot of it was almost, you know, he started batting them with his arms. He wasn't into the body of that defensive lineman. You could tell that he really didn't have a lot of experience there at all. And Braylon does. He gets it, how to play the center position. I think that's an area that I'm not concerned about. We'll see what happens with the two guards. But, man, the center spot, I think with Moore, if he can stay healthy, I think is an upgrade there from a year ago. Blake, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you, Blake. Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Sports Network covers the LSU Tigers, does a great job covering LSU all across the board, baseball, football, basketball, women's basketball, track, you name it. Blake got it under control.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.